Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This week, Greg Patton debuts a special resource to help you battle spiritual warfare. J.B. Hickson reveals the rise of global technocracy. Prophecy in the News Live, our in-person conference, is coming to the Tri-Cities area this week, Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th, featuring Bill Federer, Greg Patton, Dr. Kenneth Hill, Micah Van Hus, Larry Stamm, Josh Davis, Mark Lindstedt, and Clayton Van Hus. The latest details on the march toward a one-world system will be revealed, biblical mysteries will be uncovered, and you'll learn how to have true spiritual victory in the invisible war on the saints. Biblical artifacts from Israel will be on display, with an archaeologist ready to answer your questions. This Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th at Antioch Baptist Church in Bristol, Virginia. Call 1-800-652-1144 or visit the events page at swrc.com. Tickets for this special event are free, but seating is limited, so make sure you register today. 1-800-652-1144. Time for Clayton Van Hus and Greg Patton to help prepare us to be victors in the invisible war on the saints.
Welcome to the Watchmen on the Wall broadcast. Today, I am your host, Clayton Van Hus, and I'm joined in the studio today by Dr. Greg Patton, who is no stranger to our listeners on Watchmen on the Wall. Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Clayton. Good to be with you, partner.
Well, it's great to have you, and I think we've got some exciting things to talk about.
Amen.
We've got to spend some time together lately, and that's been nice. We've got some more time we're going to be spending together coming up later this week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we will be at the Prophecy in the News live event coming up in Bristol, Virginia, the Tri-Cities live event. What are we going to be doing there, Greg?
We're going to be talking about a number of things. I know I'm going to talk to you personally about some of the things you're going to be discussing. And you're going to return the favor. Hopefully we won't bore these people stiff before we get there. We're going to have a great time just discussing things that have been happening here at Southwest and with our conferences. I look forward to being with Brad Davis and the team there at Antioch Baptist. A lot of good support from them and just exciting folks to be around. Of course, Josh Davis, our staff evangelist here as well. He's an associate pastor there. So we've got an in. We've got it made over there.
We do. And of course, Josh will be speaking.
Yes, sir.
We've got a couple of nationally known speakers like William Federer. Bill Federer will be there.
I love that guy.
Yeah. We've got our friend Mark Lindstedt joining us. And of course, yourself. We've got Larry Stamm. We have my brother Micah.
Oh, my.
So we've got Dr. Kenneth Hill, of course, will be speaking. So this is going to be pretty exciting stuff.
Oh, you don't want to miss this one. You do not want to miss this one.
No. 2 days in Bristol, Virginia. Off of exit 7, I believe, Antioch Baptist Church there. So we're excited. We hope that you will join us. And we're going to give you a little bit of a preview of what we're talking about. Dr. Patton, your subjects are always fascinating. And I see that on Friday, March 8th, you'll be speaking early in the afternoon on Invisible War on the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about that a little later in the program, what that is. Some of it, but I do want you to give us a little bit of a preview, just a few minutes of what you're going to be talking about.
Absolutely. I struggle with this area of the demonic. I think many pastors, those in the ministry, do as to exactly what does Satan and his demons do today. And that's where this book came from, actually, Invisible War on the Saints. I just wanted to inform people, of course, in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18, from Jesus, he came to heal the brokenhearted and to set the captive free. And I felt if there's something missing in my ministry, and we had a tremendous evangelistic ministry. I've been at the same church pastoring for 36 years. There was something short in my ministry. There were things happening that I could not answer. And as a result of that, I really got into a study. I read 119 books on the spirit world from various authors to see, am I out here in left field or is there something happening that I don't understand? And I got to thinking, as I talked to pastors, they didn't know anything about this. And I'm thinking, well, where do we go? Is this real today? Is there a spirit world working against us? I believe in the end times, it's going to get worse than ever. And I think we're recognizing that now. So I put the book together, and I'm going to be talking about some of the things that can happen in your life that could lead to some control by the spirit world in the life of a Christian. That's basically the only group that I work with, are those who are born again and have some problems. So that's going to be kind of our message there as we start off there on Friday.
Wow, that is very exciting. And of course, we've done some talking and some working on this before, because this is a touchy subject.
Oh, it is. One of the problems is a fear factor, Clayton. So many men do not even want this discussed because they're afraid that a door is going to open and they're going to have things that they never wanted to deal with. And God said He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I tell people, especially pastors, I said, you don't have to concentrate on this or focus on this, but I think it ought to be a tool in your toolbox. When something arises, do you know how to handle this? Most would say they do not know how to handle this. I just look at it as just, hey, focus on Jesus, glance at the enemy. If this comes your way and any of your counsel or anything going on in your church, you'll be equipped to be able to handle it. The book will help you do that, by the way. We have a complete rundown of things to do there to help those that are trying to minister in this most important area.
Yeah, we tend to shy away from it. And I recently saw a man, professor, who was talking about, why don't we have this class taught at seminaries?
Absolutely.
We ignore it. We stay away from it because it's scary.
It is. Alex McFarland, you're very familiar with him, and he interviewed me a week ago, and he said, you know, it's amazing. This is a much-needed message that you have here. He said, you know, I've been at this all my life. I think he's preached in something like 2,200 churches. He said he's never heard a message on hell in the pulpit, and has never heard a message on spiritual warfare. And he said, Goodness. That's a tragedy. He said, He said, I just want to tell you, I'm happy to hear you got a book like this out there. So praise the Lord. And again, not trying to be, I've been called a charlatan, an opportunist, because I'm trying to scare people. I'm trying to do the exact opposite. I'm trying to take the fear factor out and show you that you should be in a position where the devil and his demons are afraid of you, not the other way around.
Exactly. So you're going to have some resources there. So, you know, if you come to the Prophecy Conference and you hear Dr. Patton, you can find DVDs and his new book on the subject of Invisible War on the Saints.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it.
Yeah.
I'd like to sign some.
Great. Yeah. You'll have to do that.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that'll be fun. Okay. So at the conference, I also will be speaking on Friday.
You will. And give us a few minutes of what you're going to be doing. You were in Israel recently.
Yes. A couple of times recently. I was there, of course, last summer digging as an archaeologist, and then went back in the fall with some of the people from Southwest. Some of the people, actually most of the people who will be speaking at the conference were there, where we went and we did some video work. So that's what I do. I'm the director of Affirm Apologetics, which is the Southwest Radio Ministry's new apologetics branch.
Great.
We talk about how to train the believer. We illuminate the text. We educate, and we teach how to defend against the claims of the skeptics.
Amen.
So what we'll be looking at, you know, this is a prophecy in the news live event, and so you've got to have some prophecy at these things, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So we're going to be talking on a subject that we don't often talk about, and that's Old Testament prophecies and the reliability of them. I'll be speaking specifically on the prophecy given by the wicked prophet Balaam in Numbers chapter 24, verse 17. He made a very interesting prophecy that he said that out of Israel will come a star and a scepter. That is a prophecy that I think we understand a bit of it. It has been understood since that time, about 3,400 years ago. It has been taken to be a prophecy on the Messiah. How the Messiah would come in. He would come out of Jacob. He would be a star and a scepter. Well, we understand a scepter, right? I mean, it's a stick that a king carries that shows his authority.
Sure.
And of course, now culturally, we don't understand it completely because at that time in the late Bronze Age, the king's scepter was not just a stick. It was a weapon. It was what we call a mace. It was a rock on the end of a stick. And in fact, the verse goes on to say, with that scepter, this one will smash the forehead of Moab, the enemy of Israel there. We have very clear imagery. We have depictions of pharaohs holding their maces, because the mace is the weapon of a king. It's the scepter. Holding their maces over their heads with one hand and holding their enemies by the hair with the other hand, and they're about to smash their forehead. if we understand culturally where this is coming from, we see that. The one that we often miss in that is the star. The star, if you read commentaries, you'll often see, well, the Messiah will be a bright and shining one. You know, he cannot be missed. He's a star. And yeah, that's all good and true. But if you understand culturally, and I know this because I have done archaeological work and I have seen these firsthand and written papers on these stars, a star had a very specific meaning in the Old Testament times. In that time, a star was the symbol of a god. How many gods does Israel have? Just one. So who is this Messiah? Who is this scepter and the star? And I think I just gave away everything, but you still need to come because it's pretty cool. We'll talk about it.
Absolutely. You don't want to miss Prophecy Live. That's going to be March 8th and 9th. Again, Antioch Baptist Church there in Bristol, Virginia. You'll hear a whole lot more about this from Clayton. That's Exit 7, by the way. And Brad Davis and Josh Davis are co-pastors there. And that is exciting. And so, hey, I wanted to comment watching you at NRB, okay?
Okay.
I was excited. We took a break there. It was exhausting, and so every now and then we'd sit down.
This is the National Religious Broadcasters
Absolutely.
Convention.
Down
we
there,
were there.
Down there at Opryland. But I was so excited to watch you witness the people. I mean, sometimes we talk about it, but we don't do it. I'm looking over there, and you're praying with this Korean gentleman, and then I thought, what is he doing? That's commendable, my brother. I want to tip my hat to you.
I don't know. That guy might have been witnessing to me. He wanted to pray with me.
That's great. No, it was good. It really was.
Well, so. Sure. It's good to meet the brothers, the brothers and sisters in
Amen.
Christ who are out there. And we're in this together.
Yes.
We oftentimes put up so many walls between
yes.
us.
Yeah.
And sometimes, yeah, we want to be careful with, you know, false teachings. But yeah, we oftentimes ignore our brothers and sisters in Christ when yeah. we should be ministering to them.
Absolutely. One other, you had another great find over there in Israel, I think. can you talk about that one at all?
It depends on which find you're talking about.
Oh, you know which one I'm talking about.
If you're talking about the specific little items that I had at NRB.
Oh, that's not it.
No, that's not it.
I'm talking about the coming up here. You're going over there for a reason.
Oh, I see.
That's a real find.
I see. Okay. All right. So you want a personal story?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, you know, these involve one of my other finds. So when I first went to dig at Shiloh, I was digging in a square, and the supervisor of this square, she's the assistant site director as well. She, and I had a crush on this lady, mm-hmm. right? She's mm-hmm. she's this archaeologist. She's really pretty, and she's just wonderful Christian lady. And so I kept finding these little ceramic discs where someone had taken pottery and chipped it into a circle.
Yeah.
I kept asking her, hey, is this a, I thought I was finding cool stuff. Is this
yeah.
a jar stopper? Because that's, you know, they would cut a piece of pottery and stick it in the lid of a jar.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, that's not a jar stopper. And are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, here's another one. How about this one? No, if that's a jar stopper, that's the ugliest jar stopper I've ever seen. Well, I really wanted to impress this girl.
Yeah.
And so we worked hard. Months later, I figured out what it was that I was finding.
Yes.
It's toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
Ancient toilet paper. So I tried to impress her with my jar stoppers, but it was toilet paper.
That's good.
So the great part about this find is apparently I did impress her.
Oh.
Because just, you know, about a month and a half ago, she said she'd marry me.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
And yeah. So, you know, you find some cool things in the Holy Land. But to find a godly wife, wow, that is something. And such a smart and wise person. In fact, she's done some stuff with us. She's done some video work with us.
Yes.
We carry one of her books. So, Lord willing, she and I will be married at the dig this summer.
Your brother and I were sitting across watching you talk on the phone, which you do quite frequently to Israel. He said, were you and I like that when we first started talking to our girls? I said, we were probably far worse. I don't know.
Yeah.
To be in love.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
That's
at any age, brother.
Yeah. So
congratulations.
Thank you. So Lord willing, this summer I'll pick her up in Israel and bring her to Tennessee.
That's great.
So yeah. So if you're interested in the materials that Dr. Patton has put out and some of the things that Affirm has going, come to swrc.com. You can find there in our bookstore, Invisible War on the Saints, the book,
mm-hmm.
but also there's the DVD series. And you and I have a history with that.
Oh, man, do we ever. 36 part. You did
exactly. Before I was an archaeologist,
yep.
I was a filmmaker,
you
actor.
Were indeed. And a very good one, by the way.
Well, thank you. And we're still doing that. You know, God doesn't put those things away.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Yeah, you worked hard on that, and the editing of it was, what, like a year or so?
Oh, it took some time.
It did. Every time I went in, you were putting up some really neat things with that. And that video series, people have been asking about. There's 36 parts. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to put that together. But, yeah, a lot of people said it's really helped them.
Yeah.
And so we're just grateful for the opportunity. So we got something to read. Some people say, I don't like to read. Even some folks in my church said, I'm not going to read the book. I said, oh, okay. I'll wait for the DVD. So it's coming.
Well, let's take the rest of the program
mm-hmm.
and let's talk about this video series.
Sure. Absolutely.
So you've got a book. Reading books. I mean, I love books.
I
love
too.
To have them at hand. You know, if the power goes out, they're there.
Right.
But we live in a society and we live in an age where so much of our information is consumed on video.
Absolutely.
I watch a lot of YouTube.
Yes. People do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't substitute that for your research.
No.
But there's a lot of good stuff. So video is an important tool. So what we did is we shot a 36-episode series on Invisible War on the Saints. And so we talked a little about what Invisible War on the Saints is mm-hmm. before. Let's go into this series and let's talk about what this video series is. Who is this for?
Anyone, and they're using it in teaching in some places as well right now. And I had no concept of putting the book together at that time. You know, you were doing your thing, I was doing mine, and they said, hey, could we do this for Refuge Media at the time? I said, absolutely. So I just went through all of the scripts, everything. I've been studying this now for 40 years. My colleague, Dr. Copley, he's got 40 years. So together, comparing notes and going through everything that we have learned about the spirit world, it started there. And so I took it from scratch. How did I get into it? That's what the video series is about. How in the world did I ever get in this in the first place, which was a demonic attack that came to me that I did not know how to handle? And then can I get myself out of this or help anybody who had a problem? And I didn't know how to do that. I mean, I was totally ignorant of all of this. So as we go through each part, I try to build on that and go through different parts of it, what aspects of it from the church to Satanism, any number of things. And one thing I think that struck me going through both the book and the video series is most of the major demonic problems that we dealt with were the most serious were ones that are common in the church today. You don't think about satanic rituals or the sacrifice of children or you're worshiping Satan. You say, that's the really spooky part. Or maybe all the way to some of the songs that are out there today promoting, you know, evil. No, bitterness, unforgiveness, pride, three of the wickedest spirits that we've worked with in the lives of people. And here's something that kind of arrests people's thinking. They say, how many unsaved people have you helped? Well, as far as the demonic, really none. The reason being, you can't help somebody deliver them if they don't have the Holy Spirit of God in them. Because if you're unsaved, there's nothing. Now, I've been in a situation where a spirit has left a person because I was there doing counseling or commanding that thing to be gone. But the moment that I would leave, guess what? Oftentimes, it would come back with seven more wicked than the one that left in the first place. But if you have the Holy Spirit of God in you as that guide, as that director, as that shield, then we have something to work with. And people say, well, wait, what are you saying here? I'm saying that Christians can really get into trouble by harboring sin. The Bible says, give no place to the devil in Ephesians 4:27. And so the question is, well, what happens then if you do give a place to the
yeah.
devil? And so that's kind of where we come then the rest of the video series talking about that.
Sure. Can I ask you a question?
Sure, right
interrupt
ahead.
Here because our listeners right now are thinking, wait a second. Dr. Patton,
yes.
Are you telling me that someone who has the Holy Spirit dwelling within can have a demon dwelling within? Are you talking about possession of saints?
Very good. That's an excellent question because I've been accused of saying, he thinks you can be possessed. Never have I said that in anything. I do not believe that. I have been saved and I'm the possession of Almighty God and the Holy Spirit dwells within. But here's the key. I don't understand why people have a problem with this. When I was talking on the radio show, who was I talking with? Wildman, Walker Wildman on his program. And I said, have you ever had a cold, Walker? And he said, well, of course. I said, I didn't know I was about to get the worst flu bug I've ever had when I said that. And I said, so did it possess you? He said, no. I said, so you had it and then it was gone. I said, I believe a Christian can have a demon, okay? Now, here's something to think about. The worst thing I believe in the eyes of Almighty God is sin. I don't think a demon or Satan compare with sin. So if God, the Holy Spirit, is in you, there's also sin in you. Paul said, in me dwelleth no good thing, okay? So there's sin in you. So the Holy Spirit shares your body with sin. Why is it so hard to think that he might share your body with a spirit? And probably one of the most confessing answers to this was a situation I had in the state of Ohio, where a man who had been plagued since childhood with pride all the way up to his ministry as an assistant pastor and the head of a Christian school there in Ohio could not be delivered from pride. He had gone to Dr. Falwell's school and church, Thomas Road and Liberty, and he would go forward and beg God and no victory there. And he actually came to me harassing me when I was about to do a meeting in his senior pastor's church and said, hey, you need to get out of town. And here's this thinking we started here, where they're afraid to talk about the devil and what it might do. He said, I can't see your ministry doing anything good for our church, preacher. I said, really? He said, no, you're just going to stir things up and we're going to have problems in our church in the days ahead. So I think I won him over during a conversation we'd had. He'd actually come to me and told me to leave town. And finally, I figured out he's got a problem. And I'm old enough, I just bluntly said, you know, what's your problem? And he exposed, he said, look at me. He said, I'm a big fat redhead. You see anything to be proud about here? And I said, well, let's get into the problem here. What do you think's going on? And he told me this thing. I said, so what do you think's going on, sir? I said, I don't think you want to be delivered from pride. I think you may like this. Oh, that got him really testy. His eyebrows went up and I could see on his face. I said, here's another possibility. God can't help you. And he said, what? I said, I'm just throwing some things out. There's got to be a reason. You've been at this for years. And I can tell you're troubled by this. He said, I'm really troubled. I said, could I make a recommendation to you? Do you trust me? Have I convinced you that there's some possibilities here beyond? I ask people, do you know everything? And people, well, unless you're really proud and got some other problems, you're going to say no. I'm just asking you, would you consider this outside of the realm of what you may know, okay? And I think that's a pretty good approach. Would you give me that? I said, I'd ask you to get down here. We were in my RV with my son, the three of us. We got down on our knees, and I said, would you ask God, pray right now, be willing to ask God to forgive you of the sin of pride? And he said, have you been listening to me? He said, how many times have I told you I've done this for years? I said, I want you to do it one more time before my son and I. Would you do that? He said, absolutely. I said, then, would you be willing to do this? You pray this way, Father, if I have given ground in any way to a wicked spirit of pride, I command that thing to be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Would you be willing to do that? He said, well, certainly. And so we prayed, and he prayed and asked forgiveness, and then he went into it, and he just said, you know, Father, if I've given ground, et cetera, just as I instructed him. He didn't do anything. And by the way, there have been times where we've screaming, green phlegm coming out of people. I mean, it's pretty, I've witnessed it all. But oftentimes there's nothing. And I said, are you okay? And he said, you know, I have never felt better in my life. I said, what, did you experience anything? He said, it felt like there was a fire in my bowel. And he didn't say his gut. He said, in my bowels, whatever that means. He said, it just came right up. And it was like hot right up through my chest. And he said, all of a sudden the thing is gone. I said, hallelujah. And by the way, he then left that ministry and he and his wife went to Russia for a number of years with their three children. And without naming him now, he is the head of a major ministry on the East Coast. And thank God for that. And he promotes that message. He still has our old cassette tapes that he hands out to people and say, you need to listen to Greg Patton. I mean, it seems so simple, doesn't it? Here's something that plagued this poor guy all of his life, and he got it taken care of. And I said to people, what's the problem here? Do it, okay? Just ask God, and you may have something there. Get rid of whatever that is. By the authority of Jesus Christ, as a blood-washed child of God, you have the authority to rebuke that thing and get rid of it.
And I think many Christians deal with besetting sins.
Absolutely.
And could it be that that sin in our life is more than just
It's us? Graduated.
Yeah, that there is a sinister presence, a sinister intelligence that wants to keep you in that sin.
Absolutely.
Are you seeing that sort of thing?
No question about it. No question about it. And here we are, you know. I believe, listen to anyone, any of the prophecy speakers, including those at Southwest, we're coming down the wire. I believe that with all my heart. They're going to be unleashed as never, they already are, unleashed as never before. And you're going to see major problems in the church in the days ahead. We just need to stand up for what's right, for truth. And so that's all we're going to do. We're going to start doing some seminars around the nation and teaching people how to combat the enemy, by the way, and kind of excited about that possibility.
Good. That is great. So we've been talking today with Dr. Greg Patton. We hope that you'll come out to the Tri-Cities Prophecy in the News live event that we have this week at Antioch Baptist in Bristol. If you are in the area, we invite you to go to swrc.com, where you can find the materials that Dr. Patton has put out, Invisible War on the Saints, both the book and this DVD series that we're talking about. Now, we're going to talk a little more about this DVD series and the conference on the next program.
Amen.
So we ask you to tune in. And so once again, I'm Clayton Van Hus, thanking you for listening to Watchmen on the Wall.
Today, we are excited to announce the complete Invisible War on the Saints television series hosted by Greg Patton. All 36 episodes are here and ready to help you and your family be victors, not victims, in the invisible war on the saints. After several years of traveling evangelism, Greg Patton's life was dramatically changed by a demonic attack. Decades of extensive study and work with hundreds of demonically oppressed people have led to this series, in which Dr. Patton exposes the enemy's weak points and teaches the believer to put on the armor of God and wield the weapons of spiritual warfare to achieve victory in Jesus Christ. Invisible War on the Saints television series. All 36 episodes are now available on DVD. Order your set today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. Friends, we're so glad you're here today. If you're a new listener to Watchmen on the Wall, make sure you request your new listener pack. Inside, you'll find the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter and a special gift. Request your free new listener pack when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Friends, if you have a prayer need, would you let us pray for you? We consider it an honor to pray with you. Prayer requests come in from all over the country through the mail, on the phone, and now through a special email address, prayer@swrc.com. That's prayer@swrc.com. Or you can always just give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Greg Patton will continue showing us how to be victors and not victims in the invisible war on the saints. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by downloading our SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com.